you know, there's the new bridge, we mentioned that already, but the area has become much more developed, it seems, in a good way, not in a kind of a, you know, tower block kind of way.
I mean, it has, you see more development on the Tipperary side than the Clare side, so we need a bit more on the Clare side, just saying, because that's where I live.
Yeah. but it has been generally positive.
Oh, I'd say so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're very lucky with the people who've moved into the area, for sure. I remember many years ago, I don't know, it must have been 7 or 8, but the primary school in Ballina were losing a primary school teacher. And they've expanded now. They have 2 5th class, 2 6th class. It's absolutely massive over there. So, yeah, it's been a very positive development.
But do people go across the bridge to go to school?
Not necessarily. No. Sometimes it would be, Ballina would be so big at this stage that some kids would have to maybe come across to the Killaloe side, and you've 2 separate schools. You've the girls' national school in Killaloe and the boys' national school in Killaloe. So sometimes, if you're very new to the area, they mightn't be able to accommodate you in Ballina.
Yeah. Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
That's fair. Actually, only yesterday we were talking about women's soccer.
Yeah.
And actually, I always feel uncomfortable. Why call it women's soccer? It's like lady doctor.
Yeah,
you know,
call it soccer, call it rugby, yeah.
But that women's soccer is going to be, in by the end of the decade, it's going to be the 5th biggest sport. In the world, just based on, because I suppose sponsors, yeah, and that kind of thing, there'll be a bit of money there. Is women's rugby in a similar position to, or to make kind of at least analogous bounds?
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. I'm more recently involved with the IRFU on the committee there. I represent Munster as a delegate on the IRFU committee, and the last 2 or 3 years, the money has been put into women's rugby, whereas 10 years ago, when I felt it should have been put in, then we had won a Six Nations and a Grand Slam, and we'd kicked on. We'd beat the All Blacks in a semi-final match, quarterfinals. I thought then we should have pushed on, but it didn't happen then. They focused on sevens rugby, and now it's come round again that they are really pushing for a lot of money into women's rugby at the moment, and looking at the pathways. So Lynn Cantwell is looking at the pathways and the structure of women's rugby as we speak at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of structures does it need?
I don't think similar to the men's may not fit women's. We may have to look at something just a little bit different in order to get more. Women's rugby in Ireland is the fastest growing sport that we have at the moment. They're between schools, in our own school in St. Anne's, we have junior cup girls, senior cup girls. We have Munster senior cup for girls, as obviously as well for boys, and you have it in Leinster as well. So it's actually exploding.
Yeah,
at the moment.
Yeah, and are you? And as a teacher, you seeing, because you hear reports of this that a lot of young girls, they hit 14, 15, and then they, you know, for various reasons, don't take part in sport anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But we'd be very much encouraging and cajoling and coaxing, and there's lots of methods in which you can, because we live in a beautiful community here. You actually know the kids, so
yeah,
you can meet them through the club, or you meet them outside, and you can actually encourage.
Yeah, and
strongly.
Why do some of them then not want to continue?
I think from this is just myself watching girls. They tend to want to do very well in their exams. They tend then, you know, to be influenced by social media and that. So sometimes they do, but I think you can come around it. I think we've gotten better at coming around it now, particularly out this area. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're only talking about, I suppose it's a nationwide issue as well.
Yes, it is.
I would
yeah.
have thought.
Yeah.
But probably just to encourage nationally. Women's rugby, probably a bit more facilities in place or structures.
Facilities,
in place.
And definitely if you can see it, you can be it, because I was upstairs in the pub when I was, I don't know, I reckon I was about 12 when I saw Gertrude Elderly, which was the first woman to swim across the English Channel, in a black and white TV, and I saw it, and I put it into the back of my mind, and that was in the back of my mind for maybe 20 or 25 years or something like that. And if you can't see it, you can't be it. So we do need more to see it, to be it, to hear it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rosie, that's what you're doing. Rosie, thanks a million. Rosie Foley, everybody. But you probably all know her anyway.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.